Welcome to the Business Behind the Scene podcast with Francesca Moy, where we talk all about real business problems, real solutions, and getting actual results in your business. Hello, 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 and welcome to Business Behind the Scene. Thank you so much for all your beautiful comments, and everybody's joining the workshop Secret for Coaches, and you guys are like, oh my gosh, I've been in your podcast and I love it. So I decided to join the group and this is next level. So thank you so much, everybody, for the love and the connection. That group is now at 10,200 people and growing by the day. So we're pretty much growing about 20 to 40 people per day, which is really good. And we're very excited to see this group growing, this community growing, and the amount of value that we're giving that group is insane. So it's been a fantastic week. I'm recording on a Wednesday today because Monday it was the European Soccer Cup. If you guys have seen that Italy has won the European Cup, I am beyond excited. It was a really good morning. I woke up at 3:30. I was at the Italian club by 4:30, and the soccer game started at 5. As we started to all stand up, all Italians, all expats, stand up and sing in the anthem, I have to say I got a little bit emotional. I'm actually getting emotional talking about it right now. That feeling of unity, and you know, especially after COVID, I haven't seen my family for a couple of years now. I usually go every year, and my mom and dad usually come every year, so I usually be able to spend at least 4 months out of the year with them. And the last few years we haven't had a chance because of COVID, so it was quite emotional. It was beautiful. It was very, very emotional for me, and it was so magical to be able to be in a room with people from your own home country. Not saying that I feel Aussie. I love Australia. I'm in love with everything about Australia, so I'm very proud to be able to be here and call this my home. But also, obviously, my Italy is where I was, when I lived for 24 years of my life, so very close to my beautiful Italy. I'm so proud to be the winners. So anyway, what is today about is really, I'm really excited to talk to you guys today on how we actually reached $1 million business in the toughest financial year of the business since we started. I can really tell you that it's been the hardest, the most emotional year of my entire life. Okay, maybe not my entire life, but all my entire business. Well, probably my entire life too, actually, to be honest. It's been a really tough year, most of all because it started with a breakup. So you guys follow me, you know that in July last year, literally a year ago, me and my ex broke up. And it was something that I did not see coming. It's something that I was blindsided by, and something that really brought me to my knees, and I didn't know how to be heartbroken and run a business, to be honest. And I didn't know how to be heartbroken, run a business through COVID. That was also the other hard thing. And in all of that, a lot of things were happening in the business as well. I don't think I've shown up as the leader that I know I can be, and that has affected some of the relationship with some of my team, and some people left, and it wasn't an easy environment at times because my level of stress was through the roof. We thought we started in January with a really beautiful, strong plan. I had a plan, and we got another lockdown, and that plan go to the bin, and I was devastated. Honestly, in January and February and March this year, it felt like I kept getting knocked in my knees every single step of the way. It was like, okay, I stand back up, I can do this, boom, back down. I can do this, stand back up, boom, back down. And listen, I'm not talking about this to just be a victim and making you feel sorry for myself, but I wanted to show you what is possible when you have that confidence about your business, when you have that passion for your business, when you have that discipline and commitment to make this work. So I'm not saying that I was passionate all the way through. I have had moments, especially this year, where I was like, is this the end of this business? Is this really gonna work? Am I am I strong enough? That was my question. Am I strong enough to do this by myself? I feel that the moment that I went back to be single is like if I didn't believe I could do this by myself anymore. It's like if I didn't, I started to doubt that I had more courage, more strength inside of me. I thought that it was time for the universe to provide for me a husband or someone that wanted to walk this path of life together. And I was wondering why I wasn't getting that. And I was wondering if the business was ruining my life because I wasn't meeting someone special because I was so busy in the business. So there was a lot of resentment and a lot of emotional things that I had to work through to be able to overcome that. So it was a roller coaster because the moment that I was recording, the moment that I was speaking to you guys, the moment that I was delivering, teaching, speaking to my clients, all of that, I would feel this passionate love for the business. And the moment that I would go home, I would be angry and upset to the business, blaming the business for where I was at and for the reason, you know, for opening the door, having nobody to greet me at home. And when you start to blame the business, it's not a nice relationship. So the business becomes that evil thing that has ruined you, but is it really? So I'm so grateful and so glad that I have had so many amazing mentors and coaches this year that really helped me to understand that all of that was a story and I could have changed that story anytime. And it's been a massive growth this year when I realized that I could change that story, that I didn't have to believe that. I didn't have to be upset with my business. Actually, it was the opposite. Thanks to the business is, you know, I'm the person that I am today. Thanks to the business, I am the woman that I'm proud to be today. There was a couple of moves, the office, the house, so many different moves that also, you know, unsettled me for a while. And it was all of it together. It was one thing after the other. And I feel that that feeling of being alone was what really was the hardest thing. So what I want to share with you guys today is that we had to pivot from face-to-face to online. We have to change. We have to adapt. I had to learn how to do everything that I knew how to do with my eyes closed. I had to learn how to do it from scratch online. And that really was really good for me to remember how my clients feel, because I teach my clients how to run workshops, which is a 4-hour workshop. It's a signature workshop when they are going to present, give a lot of value, and then present their program. And I've done that face-to-face so many times, over 180 times by, you know, last year. It's 190 times now. But I was so set in my own ways. I knew how to be on stage, how to hold a room, how to impact the crowd, how to get people to be excited, how to want them to take, how to, you know, show them how they wanted to take the next step. So it was just beautiful. And I was so confident about where I was at. Then when COVID hit, I was like, no. What do you mean I can't do events? It was just like, oh no, it's not happening. So for me to go and do everything that I was to do, used to do face-to-face online, it was scary. It was not easy. It wasn't getting me the results that I used to get before. And it took a few shots before I was able to actually master that. And I have to say, we've got there now. It's really good that I am able to convert nearly as much, not as much as we do face-to-face, but I'm pretty happy with the conversion that we have now online, the way that we're filling the rooms, like everything is aligning at the moment. But, you know, even though it was a really hard year, even though we didn't hit we have the business every year grew of between 30% to 66%. So every year I would get a really big increase in the business, in the revenue. And this year wasn't the case. This year we went back to, we just literally got to the $1 million business and we are in profit, which is good, but just so it wasn't, and you know, that's where that's why we need to think about what is the type of business that you want and how you want to take it, where you want to take it, from where and how, right? So it's been a really interesting journey. And when I say just in profit, that's obviously after all the expenses, including my wage and everything else. So it's the business is definitely in profit. But the thing is, how would you know, I would have never, when in January, if you told me that I would hit $1 million business, I'd be like, oh, I don't think we're gonna make it this year. And I'm very proud of me and my team that we actually achieved it, and we achieved it with the power of the mindset. Literally, it was about working on my mindset and be able to keep my team accountable and keep my team excited and really get that momentum, because I lost that trust, I lost that faith for a while. And so the question that I have for you is, like, have you stopped and looked back at what you've done the financial year that just finished? Have you sit down and make a plan on what you want to achieve this financial year coming? And have you, you know, what are the things that you're going to do to make sure that this year is going to be even better than last year? But the question is, have you got a plan? Because a lot of people say that to me, Francesca, I know when I get in front of people, I can convert. The only problem is I don't get in front of enough people, and not enough the right people. So this is what we are experts in, to be able to show you how to be in front of enough people so that people want to buy from you and people want to be part of your program and want to be coached by you. So if you're thinking, oh my goodness, like, if I just could be in front of more people, then we are your coaches. We are the right person, the people that is going to help you, support you to take your business to the next level. So make sure that you join Workshop Secret for Coaches and Experts Facebook group. It's free and it's tons of value in there, where you can either try to do it by yourself, or you can from there decide, you know what, I've got so much content for free, imagine what's going to happen when I pay. And so that's when you then will be able to book a game changer call and come into the Mafia Academy, where we're going to hold your hands and support you and take you through amazing places. Yesterday we had a half day workshop in Brisbane. We had an amazing group of coaches. We have nearly 20 people in the room, which was a first since COVID. Usually my rooms before COVID were about 40, 50, which was really exciting. But now obviously we are building back up, which is very cool. So it was a big room yesterday. We were very excited. Really got 3 people joining the Mafia Academy. We've got a couple more people. I wanted to make that decision today. So very, very, very exciting time. And that is because we have a plan. We have a plan. We know how to do it. We know what to do. We know what's the missing link. We know how to get in front of more people, and we know what to offer and how to offer it. So if you are missing all these questions and you don't know how to get people from one level to the other, then definitely come along and join us in Workshop Secret for Coaches. So the journey of the last 12 months has been, I can't even explain it with words how ups and downs and how difficult it has been, and how proud and I am of what me and my team have achieved, and I am very impressed with the resilience that we have built, the strength that we have built throughout the last 12 months. So listen, we would love to have you guys joining our group. We have a shout out for one of our clients, Dawn. She has a workshop with 20 attended and 2 retreats sold from that workshop. So very exciting, a 20% conversion. So a 10% conversion, which is really exciting to see, right? It's very, very, very good. And that's just the beginning. Probably she'll be able to get even more people. So it's about understanding that we need to help you get a funnel. If your dream is to get $1 million business and you're wondering how you're going to do it, where you're going to start from, the first step is to join the Workshop Secret for Coaches. We're going to take you from there. So these this live, this podcast is for me to help celebrate, let you celebrate with me this magical, difficult, crazy 12 months that has been, and cheers to the next 12 months, and cheers to the person that we have become after the last 12 months, because at the end of the day, without all those ups and downs, I wouldn't be the person I am today. So I'm very, very, very proud of what we've done. And I hope that you're proud of what you have achieved. No matter what number you have achieved, celebrate it, be proud of yourself, and let's go. What's your plan this year? Let's take you there. Thank you for listening, everybody. We'll see you next week. Hey, if you enjoy listening to this podcast, then you have to come to check out our Facebook group, Workshop Secrets for Coaches. It's a community of over 9,500 coaches that are ready to boom their business by running workshops. They are stuck in one-on-one coaching and they're ready to start to go one-to-many. So if you are one of those coaches, then you have to join us. I look forward to see you there. And hey, don't forget to hit the subscribe button and leave me a review to win a ticket to one of my workshops. I look forward to see you there.